You're listening to Revolution Rock here on CJAM 99.1 FM in the Windsor, Detroit area, and also syndicating across several different stations throughout Canada. We just came back there from the title track from an album put out by Jack Oblivion back in 2011, I believe, called Rat City.
Ah, yes, Rat City. Very familiar territory. Great track, and I love all the weird soundscape stuff that happens in there, especially near the end. A little bit of Music Concrete almost from that record. And then we heard something from The Oblivions, the band that Jack Oblivion is best known for. And this was, I guess, kind of a comeback record, you could call it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they did kind of a reunion back in...
What was it, 2012?
Yeah, around there. And I think this might have been around that time. Anyways, they put an album out called Desperation, and had a lot of really cool songs on it. And we heard a song called Pinball King from that release. Prior to that, we had music from Parquet Courts.
Yeah, the title track from 2014, Sunbathing Animal, which was a year of a lot of releases, because Parquet Courts not only released another record that year, they also had their, I think it was Parquet Quarks record as well. So they had quite a few releases going on all within the span of a calendar year and were very prolific. They're definitely not turning over as much material as they were in the past, but we're still seeing solo projects and we're still seeing singles released. So the band is still being pretty darn prolific and still great as always. But definitely Sunbathing Animal is one of my favorite releases from the group.
Before that, we heard music from Toronto's Teen Anger from 2014's EPLP. We heard Think About It. And then we started off with music from X's latest Smoke and Fiction. We heard Surreal to start off that set.
Mm-hmm. And coming up next, we're going to celebrate yet another anniversary. This one is interesting because it's going back quite a few years. It's going back to 1964. That's an anniversary. 60 years from this band, the Ronettes.
Yeah. And if you don't know who the Ronettes are, we're going to tell you.
Yeah, so of course the Ronettes were one of those bands that were produced by Phil Spector from the Phil's label. And really, at first, it didn't seem like the Ronettes were really going to be notable for too much. And then something happened. Out of nowhere came this one single, Be My Baby, that blew up the airwaves. This song became not only the defining track for the band, but some would argue the defining track for really Phil Spector's production work. And working with the idea of the wall of sound, it was pretty much encapsulated with this record. And that term gets thrown around a lot. Like, if we had to describe what the wall of sound recording method actually is, like, how would you define it?
Well, it's just a way that he built up the production so it had a certain aesthetic, the way that the music was built up, the instrumentation.
Yeah, so essentially what happened with it is it wouldn't just be essentially every instrument isolated where you can hear some separation. Like, there was no separation. It was this cacophony, kind of like hearing an orchestra. Mm-hmm. And it was a lot of interplay between various elements, but it did hit like a wall. I mean, in a way, it was almost like there was a bit of compression going on, but done very purposely, not to the point of drowning out elements, but really kind of working with the way there were limitations with the recording console in a way that other recording techniques were not taking into account at the time, producing these very high-end, very like grumbly sounds and these incredible melodies. And it featured all the way throughout this record. Now, it's almost a shame to think about the Ronettes only being known for Be My Baby. Great song, but they had so many fantastic songs on here. Walking in the Rain, So Young, I Wonder, Baby I Love You, Chapel of Love, which would probably be their second best known song, I would say. But this would go on to influence a number of artists. Obviously, a lot of girl groups would take cues from this. Brian Wilson famously was obsessed with Be My Baby, and he tried to mimic the sound from that song in this record for so much of his Beach Boys productions going forward. And also, there's no doubt that a lot of punk music was influenced by this as well.
Yeah, because, especially bands like New York Dolls, they were definitely influenced by girl groups and stuff like this. And then, of course, they influenced punk and so on. It kind of was like a chain reaction there.
Yeah, and it just blew up from there. You know, Veronica Yvette Greenfeld was titled in this release as presenting the Fabulous Ronettes featuring Veronica, and she was kind of featured as a primary vocalist, which is funny because that's not really the way it ended up panning out in the end. But you know, with that said, it's a fantastic work of a group of great vocalists with some of the best pop music coming out of the early 60s, and because of its influence and because of the sheer magnitude of how important the recording sessions were, we're going to celebrate 60 years of this release right now. What we're going to do is we're going to play a version of Be My Baby, but not the one from the album, because that is a huge hit. We're going to play a live version instead that was recorded and broadcast in 1966. And we're going to start off with something that was featured on this album, not a studio recording, but a live take of a classic Ray Charles song, What I Say, celebrating 60 years of presenting the Fabulous Ronettes featuring Veronica here on Revolution Rock. are tuned in to CJAM 99.